We'll begin the hour by having a recap from last night's North Platte Public Schools Board of Education meeting. We welcome in Board Member Matt Peterson, Superintendent Dr. Ron Hansen, and Tina, the Director of Communications. Guys, thanks for stopping by the studio. Are you adjusting the time change, Tina?
You know, it has been great this week, waking up and driving in the mornings with a little sunlight, but getting home after dark is kind of sad.
Yeah, it's an adjustment, that's for sure, Dr. Hansen. Quite an adjustment for the students, too, getting in the classroom and having this big change.
Yep, and they're adjusting well. Sometimes it's the adults that take a little longer to adjust than the students, so I think our students are off to a good start.
I think that's so right, too. We take longer to adjust than the kids in a lot of ways. So, Matt, Board of Education meeting last night, sounds like the big news kind of is revolving around who will be our next superintendent.
Yeah, so we had, part of the meeting, we discussed our search process. As Dr. Hansen announced a couple months ago, he is retiring effective June 30th, so we're in the process of that search process. We are working with the Nebraska Association of School Boards. They do kind of the preliminary work for us. They facilitate all the applications. They go through and make sure that all the candidates who are applying have kind of the basic criteria that the board has set, one of which is that the candidate needs to have a superintendent's certificate. So we want to make sure that when we hire them, they're ready to go and meet all those criteria. They do the background checks, talk to all the references, and so they do kind of the groundwork for us, and then they give us a list of candidates that that they believe meet our criteria, and then from there the board will meet on December 8th to go through all those candidates, and we will then select three or four candidates to interview the following week, which will start on December 13th, and each day, Monday through Thursday, we're going to have the candidate will come in. They'll meet with a number of people throughout the district. We've got a group of building administrators, central office staff, teachers, and support staff that will meet with them, as well as a group of community members who are some of our bigger partners within the district. And
okay.
So they'll sit down. That'll be kind of throughout the day, and then at 6:30 each night, we'll have the formal interview, which is open to the public. We'll follow the Open Meetings Act, so that'll be a formal meeting, and so that'll be from 6:30 to approximately 8 each day.
Okay. And tell us about some of the other criteria that the Board of Education has, Matt. You mentioned a superintendent certificate is going to be required. What other criteria are you looking for with these applicants?
You know, we're really looking for someone with some sort of, we want a broad experience. So we want someone who's been a teacher, a building principal. All those kind of things are kind of the groundwork for it. And then someone who has some central office experience, whether that be an associate superintendent, a superintendent, some sort of more, I guess, higher up experience as well. But we really emphasize that we want someone who's been all the way through, because we think it's important. You know, Dr. Hansen's a good example of that, someone who started as a teacher, then a building principal, and then worked, you know, the way up through the central office staff. And so that's someone that we're looking for. And I think we really, you know, this is, I guess, a personal thing for me, but I want someone who really obviously wants to be here.
Sure.
I'm hoping we don't find someone who's using this as a stepping stone. I mean, we want someone who's wants to make an investment in the district. Obviously, Dr. Hansen has done that over the last few years and you know, is now retiring. And so that's something we're looking for, too, because I think that makes a huge difference when someone's invested in our, not only our district, but our community. And that's another criteria we've wanted, is someone who's going to be involved in the community. Because
sure. That's
in a community like this, that's such an important role of the superintendent, is that people know who they are. They're out in the community. They're, you know, their doors are open to talk to. And so those are kind of all, I guess, some of the more soft skills, I guess I'd say, we're looking for.
Dr. Hansen, when did you know that you wanted to go into the, not necessarily the higher learning, but into the upper management of the higher learning?
Well, that's a great question, because, you know, if you had asked me this question 35 years ago, I wouldn't have said I wanted to be a superintendent. I think it's an evolutionary process. You want to have the greatest impact that you can have when you work with students. And, you know, as a classroom teacher, you have that impact every year on those group of students. And then as a principal, you have a greater impact. And then, obviously, as you work your way up to be a superintendent, and you knowing that, you know, what I do has a big impact on over about 4,000 students, that's a big responsibility. But that was kind of an evolutionary process. You had that urge to have a greater impact, and that's what led me to being a superintendent.
And the superintendent certificate, can you tell us about how difficult is it for an educator to obtain that, and what's that process like?
Well, it's usually it's a specialist degree, so you have to have a master's degree, and then they either a specialist or doctorate degree.
Okay.
So there's a degree of education that goes with that qualification, which, as Mr. Peterson alluded to, that's pretty important, especially a Class A school district in North Platte. You want that as the minimum requirement, actually, mm-hmm. I'd say, just and that's a requirement for superintendency, is that requires that specialist or doctorate degree.
Okay. And that's the transition from a principal or an associate principal position to superintendent. Tell us about the transition from an educator in the classroom to making the jump into administration. What kind of certification do they need?
They need administrative endorsement. That's usually a master's degree in the area of administration. And the good news about that, we have a program that we're working with the University of Nebraska-Kearney. We have 15 aspiring leaders in teachers that are aspiring to be in a leadership role.
Here in our district.
In our district.
Wow,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for them. Some of them are working on that certificate. You can just take this class without, you know, any additional college work. So that's great news for our community, because we have 15 good people that are really interested in taking on a leadership role. So that can be a teacher leader in a building, that could be a principal, could be, you know, central office worker, but knowing that we have that number of individuals interested in leadership roles is wonderful.
Again, we have Dr. Ron Hansen, North Platte Public School District board member Matt Peterson, and communications director Tina Smith joining us to recap last night's Board of Education meeting. And Tina, we were able to award a couple of students and recognize them in person again last night.
It was amazing to get to see those kiddos right there in the building with us, with their families as supporters, and just to shake their hands and take their picture, put them on social media, give them the accolades that they deserve for all their hard work. Yeah. So Grayson and Thomas, congratulations again on your Bulldogs of the Month.
Awesome. Matt, is there anything else from the meeting last night you wanted to bring up?
You know, we had a Jordan Cudney, our activities director at the high school, presented his, the 5-year strategic plan for the activities department. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to sit down as part of one of the, I guess he had kind of a focus group of student athletes, parents, sponsors, coaches, kind of a wide variety of people. We sat down and kind of went through the last 5 years and then looked at moving forward the next 5 years. And, there's a lot of excitement within our activities. Our athletics are doing, you know, better than I think they have in a long time. Our activities, we've got a number of kids are involved in all sorts of different activities. Our play production, speech and debate, you know, music, musicals, all those things, they're are having a lot of success. Our band, I think, again, had another year of one of the most successful years they've had. And so, I think there's a lot of excitement right now within, not just within our students, but within the community as a whole, and I think that was evident from this strategic plan. And so Mr. Cudney's got a lot of great ideas moving forward. He's working with all the coaches and sponsors on a new three-dimension training program, which I think will impact not only our student athletes, but just our students in general, because most of these sponsors and coaches are teachers, and so mm-hmm. they can take that to their classroom as well. And so that was a big part of it. We talked about a couple calendar changes for the upcoming year. One of the big changes is that we're going to be moving graduation to a Saturday starting in 2022.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's been something that's been talked about a lot. It traditionally falls on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. In the last few years, and actually longer than that, according to Skip Altig, who's been with the district for a long time.
Local historian.
Yeah. They've been working on moving this from a Sunday to a Saturday, and a lot of positive feedback on that. So that'll be kind of a big change in the calendar, but I think something that'll be good for our students and their families.
Dr. Hansen, Tina, anything else you guys wanted to bring up from last night's meeting?
Yeah, so we had a couple of additional calendar updates for this month and going into the end of the year, into the calendar year. Today we had our mobile food pantry from 1 o'clock until all the food is gone. That's over at the high school. And then we roll right into Thanksgiving break here in a couple of weeks. And as a reminder to everybody, we will have a teacher's work day on the 22nd of November and no school for our students on the 22nd or 23rd. So that is a little bit of a difference in our calendar. And then moving into December, our board meeting has moved to December 6th. So we'll be back with you on the 7th to update you and let you know kind of where we are with the superintendent search. That next week just goes into full-blown superintendent interviews and all the good hard work that our board is putting in to support that search. It'll be interesting and fun to kind of watch it play out and see who we get hired by the first of the year. It sounds like we should know.
Yeah, we're hoping, I mean, we're meeting again on the 17th, is that Friday. Our plan is to select a candidate that day, and then hopefully within the next few days we'll have a contract agreed to and finalized and have an announcement sometime that following week, hopefully.
And Dr. Hansen, it should make for a smooth transition, too. I imagine that you plan to work with your successor and help your successor as much as possible.
Yeah, that's the advantage of the Board of Education getting started early. If they can make this announcement for the first of the year, that gives us several months to work on a transition plan. So it's a good strategy on the board's part.
And you're retiring, so you'll still be accessible, too, for your successor in the Board of Education as need be from the warm beaches wherever you're going to be at.
Absolutely, yep. If they can find me.
If they can find you. Might have to leave a voicemail, sounds like that. He'll call back after a round of golf.
Huh? That's right. I you heard it here, though. He said he's in.
Well, guys, thanks for stopping by the studio. We appreciate the time and look forward to having you on again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.